Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1. News.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll continues to rise in southwestern Colombia after a massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers swept through the town of Mocoa overnight Friday, destroying homes and infrastructure. So far, at least 206 people are confirmed dead. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. He said, "We will do everything possible to help families, not only to help the families who lost their loved ones, but all of them who lost their homes." Red Cross officials said 400 people were injured in the deluge, with at least 220 others missing. Video from the scene showed flattened buildings and mounds of crumpled cars and uprooted trees as dazed residents surveyed the scene and rescuers pulled the injured and the dead from the wreckage. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Venezuela's Supreme Court said Saturday that it would abandon measures to strengthen President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power after it was widely and harshly criticized. In a ruling on its website, the Supreme Court said that it was overturning its own decision to diminish the legislative powers of the General Assembly, which opponents had called a coup d'etat. Maduro's opponents and international powers, including the United States and governments across Latin America, had condemned the Venezuelan Supreme Court rulings. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Paraguayan President Horacio Cartes fired the country's interior minister and top police official on Saturday following the killing of a young opposition party leader. Cartes said he had accepted the resignations of Interior Minister Miguel Tadeo Rojas and Police Commander Crispulo Sotelo after violent overnight clashes sparked by a secret Senate vote for a constitutional amendment to allow presidential re-election. Meanwhile, mourners carried the body of Rodrigo Quintana through the streets of Asunción Saturday after he was killed by what opposition leaders say was a rubber bullet fired by police. The 25-year-old Quintana was shot when police raided the headquarters of the opposition Liberal Party's youth branch. Authorities said 30 people, including some opposition leaders, were injured after rioters set fire to Parliament late Friday to protest a bill that would allow the country's president to serve more than one term. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike in al-Anbar province near the Syrian border. The report Saturday said Ayad al-Jumaili and several other regional Islamic State commanders were killed in a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in western Iraq. Citing a statement from Iraqi military intelligence officials, the report described Jumaili, also known as Abu Yahya, as Islamic State's war minister. It said the Air Force's planes executed with accuracy a strike on the headquarters of Daesh. Jumaili, who once served as an intelligence officer under Saddam Hussein, joined the Sunni insurgency after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Analysts say he has since answered directly to Baghdadi. Israeli police said they shot and killed a Palestinian man Saturday after he stabbed three people in the Old City of Jerusalem. A police spokeswoman said the man stabbed two Jewish people before fleeing. A short time later, he stabbed a border guard before being killed by police. Two Israelis were lightly wounded. The third has more serious injuries. A Taliban suicide car bomber killed an Afghan regional base commander and two soldiers Saturday in the southeastern province of Khost. A government spokesman told VOA the Afghan forces were targeted in Mando district. The powerful blast also wounded six students from a nearby school, most of whom suffered life-threatening injuries. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.